You're listening to SBS News.
As a marquee player for the upcoming W League football season, Sam Kerr is just adding to a string of honours. The Perth striker, who doubles as a superstar for Australia's national team, was recently shortlisted for the inaugural Women's Ballon d'Or Award, honouring the world's top player. But for now, her focus is on season 11 of the W League, which kicks off in the coming week.
Yeah, I think it will be a good season. I think, you know, it's going to be the closest competition we've had. There's a lot of new internationals, but personally, you know, I hope I can keep scoring more goals and keep impacting, the W League and Perth Glory.
The Football Federation of Australia's Marquee Fund, where the Federation works together with clubs to fund star players, had previously only been used for A-League club players or men. Now Kerr says she hopes her historic marquee deal will be the first of many for the women's game.
To be the first one ever, it's a huge honour and something I don't take lightly, and hopefully it's a step in the right direction so one day, you know, there can be a marquee player for every single team in the W League, and, you know, girls get the chance that they really deserve, because I think there's more girls out there that could be marquee players, and I'm just happy that I'm, you know, putting my first foot forward and paving the way for women's football.
Her grandmother is of Indian descent, and Kerr says many in her family believed she would end up playing cricket or AFL.
I was the Beckhams and the Ronaldos when I was a kid, once I started, you know, playing football. But when I was a kid, I always had AFL. I loved Ashley Sampey, but he was just, you know, an AFL idol.
Kerr's brother Daniel was indeed a professional AFL player, playing for the West Coast Eagles. But football was her destiny. When the inaugural Women's Ballon d'Or Award was introduced this year, after being a male-only award since 1956, she was one of 15 women shortlisted.
Yeah, it's a huge honour to be nominated next to those girls who a lot of them I play against or play with or even look up to. So it's a huge honour, and yeah, I'm still pinching myself about that one.
Kerr was controversially snubbed in consideration for FIFA's World Player of the Year award last year, despite being named Asian Player of the Year. She was also the top scorer in the United States National Women's Soccer League in 2017, but she says she has no problems with FIFA's decision.
Oh, it's obviously nice to feel the public support anytime they're on your side. It's nice, but look, those three girls definitely deserve it. Take nothing away from them, and just motivates me to want to be better and have a bigger year next year.
And with the Matildas headed for a seventh straight World Cup next year, she already knows 2019 will be big for her.
Yeah, anytime you get to qualify for a World Cup, it's a huge honour. I haven't been a part of all of them, but this will be my third, so I'm really looking forward to it. I think we have a really great chance and we have a great team, so I'm really excited.
Daniela Rintilli, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.